Picture a father receiving a handmade card from his young son, a tiny handprint pressed onto paper with words that pierce the heart. All those tiny handprints will surely fade away. This moment captures something we all feel but rarely confront. Time is slipping through our fingers, and the question isn't whether we'll leave this world, but whether we'll leave it better than we found it. The real tragedy isn't death itself, it's reaching the end and realizing we never truly lived. We spent our days reacting rather than creating, consuming rather than contributing, existing rather than mattering. On Father's Day, that handmade card carries a message every parent feels but rarely confronts. Children grow impossibly quickly. It's easy to promise more time when things slow down at work or next year. But if you don't act on life, life acts on you. Weeks slip into months, months into years, and suddenly that small child is an adult with their own family, and those tiny handprints have indeed faded away. The greatest gift for your children isn't money or opportunities, it's your presence, your time, your attention. Your morning sets the trajectory for everything that follows. Those first 30 minutes, your golden window, hold more power than most people realize. Think of it like launching a rocket. The initial thrust determines the entire flight path. When you begin your day with intention rather than immediately checking your phone, you're choosing to be the author of your story rather than a character in someone else's. Consider building a morning ritual that centers you, 15 minutes of quiet reflection where you visualize your day unfolding beautifully, followed by time with timeless wisdom from Marcus Aurelius, Thoreau, or Franklin. These aren't just old books, they're conversations with the finest minds in history. But morning rituals mean nothing without the courage to protect your focus throughout the day. Learning to say no gracefully becomes essential. Without clear priorities, you'll spend your life climbing ladders only to discover they're leaning against the wrong walls. The most fulfilled people concentrate on their areas of excellence, what they do best, and what moves them toward their life's work. Genuine growth begins with brutal honesty, first with yourself, then with others. Consider starting a daily journal as a laboratory for self-discovery. This isn't about documenting what you ate for lunch. It's about analyzing patterns, questioning assumptions, and studying your own evolution. When you articulate your thoughts on paper, you can't hide from uncomfortable truths. That nagging feeling about your career? Write it down. The pattern you've noticed in your relationships? Examine it. The dream you keep postponing? Confront why. Develop an honesty philosophy. We've normalized broken promises, telling friends we'll call knowing we won't, committing to changes without real intention. Each small untruth blocks genuine connection. Try a truth fast for 7 days, complete honesty in all dealings. Notice how often you're tempted to offer convenient lies. Mother Teresa said there should be less talk and more action, that cleaning someone's house says more than any sermon. Your credibility isn't built on grand declarations, but on keeping the small promises others forgot you made. Most of us treat worry like an unwelcome house guest who's moved in permanently. Schedule specific worry breaks, perhaps 30 minutes each evening when you're permitted to wallow completely. Set a timer. When it rings, you're done. If worries arise at other times, jot them down for your next session. By containing worry, you expose its lie. That constant rumination is productive problem solving. Complement this with a mantra that reshapes your internal dialogue. If you're seeking peace, I am grateful for my tranquil mind. For confidence, I am filled with boundless courage. Repeat it while walking, waiting in line, or washing dishes. Say your phrase at least 200 times daily for 4 weeks. Your brain will gradually rewire itself around this new truth. Your thoughts literally shape your neural pathways. Watch a 4-year-old eat bread at a restaurant. They scoop out the warm, soft center and leave the crust, instinctively focusing on the best part. As adults, we obsess over the crust of life, bills, work stress, time pressure, while ignoring the goodness flowing through our days. Children stay energized regardless of surroundings. They're completely present. They ask questions without fear. They forgive quickly and love unreservedly. These aren't childish qualities to outgrow. They're human capacities we've buried under social conditioning. Reconnect with your playful side. When did you last do something purely for joy? Your body isn't just a vehicle for your brain. It's the temple housing everything you are. Harvard research shows every hour spent exercising adds 3 hours to your lifespan. Movement clears thinking, boosts creativity, and manages stress more effectively than any pharmaceutical intervention. One of your greatest gifts is truly seeing your kids as the small miracles they are. Life's longing for itself, temporarily in your care. On your deathbed, you won't regret the risks you took. You'll regret the ones you didn't. Freedom lies beyond fear, yet most people stay paralyzed, calling it prudence. Success is a numbers game. More risks mean more rewards. This doesn't mean recklessness. It means getting comfortable being uncomfortable. When asked about his career's ups and downs, Kevin Costner said simply, "I'm living a life." Rather than judging events as good or bad, he accepted them as natural parts of his journey. Life has no real failures, only results. No tragedies, only lessons. No problems, only opportunities. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm, that passionate energy that makes you jump out of bed Monday mornings. The secret to abundance is pursuing opportunity rather than security. The things easiest to do are also easiest not to do. In our accelerated world, simple gestures carry profound weight. Handwritten thank you notes satisfy our deep need to feel valued, showing you're considerate and human. Mother Teresa said, "There are no great acts, only small acts done with great love." Create a love account through daily deposits. Buy flowers for no reason. Send a meaningful book to a friend. Tell your children how you feel. These tiny gestures bring more happiness than any bank balance. One of our deepest hungers is to be truly understood. When you start getting behind the eyeballs of the speaker, genuinely trying to understand their viewpoint, you build high-trust relationships that weather any storm. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason, to listen twice as much as we speak. Being a better listener means you're actually learning, accessing information you'd miss during your own monologues. Wisdom comes from understanding, and understanding comes from listening. The tragedy of life isn't death, but what we let die inside us while we live. Most people resign themselves to being passive consumers rather than active creators. Are you using your best qualities to their fullest? If not, you're doing a disservice to yourself and everyone who could benefit from your unique talents. Consider creating an imaginary board of advisors. Ben Franklin for character, Gandhi for leadership, Marie Curie for innovation, Viktor Frankl for perspective. By mentally consulting these figures when facing decisions, you tap into timeless wisdom beyond your limited experience. Life is fundamentally about choices. Fulfilled people simply make wiser ones. The fundamental question remains, what impact will your life have? Albert Schweitzer said there is no higher religion than human service. The greatest fulfillment comes from abandoning the chase for success to find significance by asking, how may I serve? Success flows as the inevitable byproduct of serving others and adding value to the world. Don't wait until your deathbed to realize what your life means. True happiness isn't a destination, but a state you create by committing your talents to purposes larger than yourself. Life is a splendid torch to hold high and burn brightly before passing it to future generations.